Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Monday, 5th of September, and cloudy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect mostly cloudy with thunderstorm in spots this afternoon, and mostly cloudy over the night, with temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 34, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Winds from west at 16 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Chance on thunderstorm is on 60% and precipitation 0.0 inches. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 13%. Today is Ganesh Chaturthi, also known as Vinayaka Chaturthi, Ganesha Chaturthi or Vinayaka Chariti. This is the Hindu festival celebrated in honor of the elephant-headed god, Lord Ganesha. This is a very auspicious day celebrated to pray to the god so that every new activity that is started is successfully completed without any obstacle. Chaturthi means fourth day or fourth state, and celebrations are traditionally held on the fourth day of the second fortnight in the month of Bhadrapada in the Hindu calendar, usually August or September in the Gregorian calendar. Bhadrapad corresponds to Virgo in solar calendar. The festival generally lasts 10 days, ending on the 14th day of the fortnight, Anant Chaturdashi. It's celebrated throughout the India, especially Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. And we are invited to Ganesh Chaturthi, the Aarti to Sri Ganesh of Auroville, will take place in the afternoon at 5 p.m. That is close by the National Highway. But we are also invited to celebrate Lord Ganapati's birthday from 5th to 7th of September daily at 5:15 at Brahmaspati Kshetram, the Mother and Sri Aurobindo Center in Erenchavadi. Food Link also invites us to small puja this morning at 9:30, and we are all welcome. But the PTDC and PT purchasing service, including stall and snack bar, will be closed. The Bioregional Women's Festival is a unique experience, so we are all invited to join them on the fourth day of annual Women Festival at Auroville Village Action Group on the September 7th, which is Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. In our premises, you will see the beautiful traditional folk dances as well as drama, group singing and storytelling by the women. You can also join them for celebration of the talent and culture of local women in the Auroville Bioregion. Vegetarian lunch will be served at the office to all visitors. And premises of our village action group are at Ayat in Irumbai. Otherwise, we are invited tomorrow, Tuesday 6th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to a general meeting by Auroville Council and Resident Assembly Service, a general meeting on restructuring Auroville's town planning and development with participatory town planning. An agenda would be as follows. Why do we need to revision and restructure the planning and development of Auroville? The need for participatory planning and methodology for effective participation in town planning. Development of a system to integrate community input into town planning and to enable a participatory and accountable planning process. Take the first step towards this process with the formation of a sounding board to gather community inputs into planning. And the last topic of the agenda is questions and open discussion. Pondi Photo, a Biennale festival initiated by Pondi Art. It's still going on until 11th of September, and on Saturday 10th, we can see a play, Illusion of Clouds by Mystic Mirror, on a small stage in Old Port. On Thursday, 8th of September at 3:30 p.m. at Citadin Art Gallery, Ciro invites us to our revealing conversation where B will be having a glimpse on Sunlit Path. All are welcome. Youth Link is continuing with Higher Education Workshop, A Gate and a Path, and the next session would be Saturday 10th of September from 1 to 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. Suryamaya made a research paper on PTDC and is now available in hard copy at PTDC and Sire and online on Auroville's research site. And she's thankful to the PTDC community for welcoming and supporting this research and to all those who actively participated. She presented the paper at the International Conference at UC Berkeley this summer, and it was very well received. News links also share with us apprenticeship news, and they are saying that for Ute Auroraville, there are open consultation hours where you can meet Chandra at UteLink any Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. And if you are looking to do an internship, apprenticeship, fellowship, or you are looking for a job, you are also invited to join a group of apprentices in UteLink members for our core program every Friday between 2 to 4 p.m. at UteLink. The core program is an open, flexible space for youth to meet and learn core skills such as communication, budgeting, computer, etc. The learning topics are decided upon by the youth themselves based on the needs and interests of the group. You will also get help to develop a portfolio of your work and learning in Auroraville that you can use for application to higher education or jobs. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there was Screen Journey to the Life Divine, Part 2. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. there was Screen Indian Crime Thriller, Flying Punjab, made in India in 2016 by director Abhishek Chaubey. Tomorrow we can see Italian comedy romance, Every Blessed Day, made in Italy in 2012 by director Paolo Virzi. And on Wednesday there was Screen an interesting documentary, The Emperor's New Clothes, made in UK, France in 2015 by writer and director Michael Winterbottom. And the mother wrote, "Thou art consciousness and light, thou art peace in the depth of all things, the divine love that transfigures, the knowledge that triumphs over darkness." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroravilleradio.org, and we all wish you happy Ganesh Chaturthi.
Yeah. Sarvaka